give your confidence a real boost. People that are concerned about what others think about them often lack confidence. So, by increasing your confidence, you can become a lot more independent and go your own way. Having more confidence is important for everyone, so if you want to increase your confidence, then you will need to make a shift in your thinking. At the end of the day, it is not difficult at all to boost your confidence, but it is going to take consistent effort and a bit of time. Yes, there are some techniques that will help you improve your confidence almost instantly, and we will cover some of these here. But for the best long-lasting results, be prepared to take a longer-term view. 1. Change your posture for an instant confidence boost. Okay, let's start with something really easy that will change your state and make you feel more confident straight away. If you had to walk into a room full of strangers, how would you do it? Let's say that it is a party you have been invited to and you hardly know anybody. Do you walk into the room with your head down, your shoulders rounded, and with shallow breathing? This is what a lot of people with low self-confidence will do. They think that if they walk around like this, then nobody will want to talk to them, and they can fade away into the background. And guess what? This usually works. But why would you want to do this? It will do nothing for your confidence. Here's what you need to do instead. Change your posture so that your head is up, and your shoulders are back, and you are breathing normally. Add a smile to your face, and then get yourself into that room. Make eye contact with as many people as you can. This change in posture, smiling, and eye contact will give you an instant confidence boost. People will naturally gravitate towards you and want to meet you and talk to you. Your self-confidence will go through the roof when you change your posture this way. 2. Think differently. How do you think if you have made a mistake or done something to embarrass yourself? We all make mistakes and do things that are embarrassing, but the way that you think about these things afterwards is critical for your confidence. Let's look at a common moment of embarrassment for women. A woman uses the bathroom and comes out with her dress tucked into her panties. If the woman was low in confidence, she would spend many nights replaying this situation over and over in her head and call herself all kinds of nasty names. The confident woman will chuckle to herself and think, "That was a bit embarrassing," and mark it down as an amusing story and get on with her life. The takeaway here is that unconfident people will overanalyze a situation like this because they are so concerned about what others think of them. Does this sound familiar? What we recommend you do here is to stop this negative thinking cycle dead in its tracks by thinking positively. You need to break the pattern of this negative thinking so you can distract yourself with something else to take your mind away from the incident. Is this easy to do? Yes, it is, but you're going to have to practice doing this quite a lot until it becomes a habit and an automatic reaction. The woman who laughed at the incident had the right approach. Laughter is always good, so if you make a mistake in the future, learn to laugh about it. 3. Stop idolizing others. If your confidence is low, it is easy to think that your flaws are much worse than other people in your social circle. The reason for this is that a lot of unconfident people idolize others by labeling them as perfect. There's nothing wrong with using other people for inspiration, as you will learn in the next video, but you need to do it in a positive way. There's a big difference between seeing the good in someone else and idolizing them. When you idolize someone else, you are naturally going to lower your confidence, so it is vital that you stop doing this because it will prevent you from moving forward with your life. If you find yourself doing this in the future, then focus on your own qualities. Think to yourself, "I am very proud that I can spot good character traits in others," repeatedly so that you stop yourself going into an idolizing spiral. 4. Be proud of who you are. If you don't like the same things as others do, then that is okay. You don't have to follow all of the latest trends like others do. In fact, it shows character that some of the meaningless trends that a lot of people follow these days do not sway you. It really doesn't matter that your friends all like a certain type of music and you prefer something else. You need to accept that you are happy and stay true to yourself. Write a list of things that you like and dislike in your journal and get comfortable with your choices. In the next video, we will reveal some advanced tactics for comparing yourself to others in a healthy way.